Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. We got a new friend with us, folks. Paul Giovanni is joining us now. Paul is he's a techie. You might call him a geek. I don't know if he doesn't mind me calling. I haven't seen his pocket protector, but he started out in law enforcement and decided he'd like technology better. And then he got some kind of an entrepreneurial spirit. Maybe you know what I'm talking about, and decided he would create something that didn't exist before. You know, that's what entrepreneurs do. And he called it Guardian Care, and he's here to talk to us about that. Paul Giovanni, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you. Good to have you here, Paul. So Paul, now your career, you've been in the technology business for a while, haven't you?
Yes, I would say over 10 years hands-on.
Yeah,
so
yeah, you've done
a little
done
bit longer than that, but yeah.
Done a lot of different things, and but you decided to create some software. This was your first entrepreneurial venture. You saw that there was some pain out there in the marketplace that you thought you could heal. Tell us about that.
Well, yes, I saw that pretty much for when it comes to child care, this industry is pretty much ignored.
Did you have a background in child care? I mean, what made you notice the child care industry?
I've done some research. I've been working hands-on in the financial industry, so everything has been more of the financial side. So right. When I've done the research, I saw that what needs the help and resource on the financial side on a small business scale. Mm-hmm. And that's when pretty much I came up with, through my research, the child care.
So
that industry is basically in need.
There are a lot of things that the child care industry is significant. I don't know how large it is, but it's significant in America. There are franchises. There are a lot of different people approaching child care, but you actually bore down into the industry and found a need that maybe other people had not noticed. Was there some reason why you found this? Tell the audience a little bit about what I'm talking about.
Well, yeah, sure. As far as how many, there are roughly over 200,000 early education and daycare centers in the U.S. A vast majority of the facilities are small businesses.
Right.
So basically, Guardian Care provided a guard database. So pretty much to provide payment history reports specifically for payment consumers that make child care providers. The Guardian Care is a national database. It contains information about delinquent child care clients who was delinquent in the past.
So this is the essence of Guardian Care. The purpose, the sole purpose of Guardian Care is to help the people who operate child care centers to help them make sure that they're not taking a new child and a new family in who has a history of not paying. So it's like a credit report for child care customers.
Correct. As I mentioned earlier, as it stands now, there's no assessment of risk when it comes to the child care industry. You miss a mortgage payment, you miss a car note payment, your credit score will be impacted. But now let's say you do not pay your child care bill, which is very important, that goes unnoticed. And you can do this, on multiple occasions without reaping any consequences.
Right.
So this is why we discovered this, because we feel that the quality of child care is impacted with not having financial soundness in that industry. So
you're exactly right. Most of these child care centers are owned by mom and pops. They're locally owned. They usually have one unit, facility, not multiple units. And like all small businesses, they operate pretty close to the edge. And most of them are probably undercapitalized. And so when somebody just sort of evaporates on them and they can't collect that money, that really puts a burden on them. So how big of a problem is this where people don't pay their bills for child care?
It's so much of a problem that it's sad to say that it's not even being reported. So there's no way of really tracking it and giving you an exact, I would say, financial loss. But through our research and going out and doing surveys, on average, a person can lose, I would say, $400 a client. And,
right.
We've had one person that, said they've lost over $7,000 in doing
right.
so. That's just what they've lost. If they try to pursue it in collections and tried any further remedies, this would just basically impact them even more. It would put them more in the hole.
Right.
It impacts the other children as well for parents mm-hmm. that are paying consistently on time. So it's, getting the assistant teachers, doing additional programs.
So guardiancare.com, I guess, is the website.
No, it's actually guardiancaresoftware.com.
Guardiancaresoftware.com. And you can, right. the program is there. Do they download this? Do they have access to the database by is it in the cloud or is it a program you download?
We've made it as seamless and simple as possible. There's no download. It's a web-based solution. Guardian
right.
Care Software. You basically sign up, become a member, and you gain the ability to look up the information on potential clients and create a new report about delinquent clients. And
now,
even have the option of seeking collecting past payments.
When we come back, I want to ask Paul about some of the issues that he had to deal with, that he still has to deal with. If you were going to do something like this for another industry, what if you wanted to develop this kind of a program for another industry where you've got this kind of information? What are the privacy issues? And so we're going to get Paul to help us with some of those for you to consider right after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.